We think they took my puppy.
It's over now. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe, even as I sit on my bed in the dying light of the late afternoon, it's beginning again. Maybe Ms. Laverne is looking over the new class list, her finger moving down the row of names. Maybe her, she is thinking. And him. And her. But it won't be the same. It won't ever be the six of us together again.
We think they took my puppy.
My uncle is a musician and a storyteller. He says the hardest part of telling a story is finding the beginning. I've pulled the voice recorder from my closet and have it sitting on the middle of my bed now. When I press play, Esteban's voice fills my room. It is scratchy and far away sounding, but still, Esteban is here again and all of us are sitting in our small circle in a place we called the art room.
Nobody knows where he's at.
Outside, a blue jay perches on the edge of a branch. A lanthus tree. Tree of heaven. Ms. Laverne taught us that. It's the same tree the girl in A Tree Grows in Brooklyn saw from her fire escape. The thing about that tree was it could grow anywhere. And keep growing. And that was the metaphor. Even when things got really hard for everyone in that story, even when the dad died and the mom had to scrub more and more floors to make money, even when the kids didn't have anything to eat for days and the apartment was freezing, the tree kept growing. The main character, her name was Francie, she was like that tree. Ms. Laverne said that all of us, Esteban, Thiago, Holly, Amari, Ashton, and even me, we're like that tree, too. My uncle is moving out tomorrow. He's really the only parent I've ever known. He says, this is a beginning. He says, now you'll have two houses to go to. He says, you're 12 now, Haley. You're ready. But I'm not ready. This afternoon, I miss everything. I miss my uncle, even though he's upstairs packing. I miss the art room. I miss Holly and Amari arguing and Ashton pushing his hair away from his forehead. This afternoon, I miss Thiago's dreams of the sea and Esteban's poems and all the stories we finally trusted each other enough to tell. I miss the beginning of our story together and the deep middle of it. Once there were six of us. Once we circled around each other and listened. Or maybe what matters most is that we were heard. Downstairs, my father is playing the piano. Soft, sad notes floating up from the living room. The piano was old, found on the street a few blocks away the day my father moved back home. My father, uncle, and three other men lifted it up the stairs, then had to remove the door to get it inside. It's an upright, scratched wood and yellowing keys. My father took a whole day tuning it, and now the notes move through the house, dipping down at the end like tears, rising up like prayer. Upstairs, I can hear my uncle moving from dresser to bed and back again, and I know he is neatly folding shirts and sweaters into his suitcase. Most of his stuff is already downstairs. Boxes line the hall by the front door. His favorite chair is draped with a blanket. His guitars are stacked in their cases beside it. Tomorrow, he will move to Manhattan and start his new life. "I'll be the bachelor I was always meant to be," he said. Then, seeing the look on my face I failed at hiding, he added, "And I'll be back every single Sunday to spend time with my most favorite person in the world." I don't remember a life without my uncle in it. In 2 weeks, I'll begin seventh grade. My best friend Holly will be there, but there will be holes where Ashton, Amari, Thiago, and Esteban once were.
We think they took my puppy.
I play the first words of Esteban's story over and over as my father's song lifts up to my room, as my uncle packs above me, as the blue jay perches in the ailanthus tree, as the world keeps on spinning.